I was trapped alone in a world of nightmares, under constant assault from a force no one could see or believe. With time, the cancerous visions grew only stronger, and my parents grew ever more frantic in their attempts to find a cure. After many doctors and counselors, my parents finally found one they liked. A psychiatrist named Bernard Russell. I was not yet 10 when he gave his damning assessment.
Henry is suffering from temporary psychosis, of a type that is treatable and not uncommon in boys his age. Nightmares and the fear of the dark occur in most children and have been known to be so intense that they result in delusions and even hallucinations. They are merely the product of the hormonal imbalance of puberty, of an overactive imagination. But he will be cured, and in the years to come, he'll look back on these days with humor and think how silly he'd been. Fear not. This psychosis will come to pass.
I was to receive therapy and medication, and for a few mostly happy years, the treatment seemed successful, but always, below the surface, dark forces gathered, revealing themselves in occasional fits of madness. My doctor was intrigued and sought to uncover what was best left alone. He put me under hypnosis, forever altering my life. I was only 13.